More than 800,000 Floridians are in health insurance limbo. They fall into what's called the Medicaid coverage gap, and Reed Mahoney of Tallahassee is among them.
I was told I didn't qualify for any subsidies because I'm Medicaid eligible under the federal guidelines,
but not under
the state guidelines.
Mahoney tried to get health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, but could not because his income is too low. And he doesn't qualify for Medicaid from the state because his income is too high.
The least expensive plan for me with a $5,000 annual deductible would have been $499 a month. Now, if I made about $400 more, that same plan would have been about $60.
For the past 2 years, a plan to insure nearly a million people like Mahoney has failed in the Florida legislature. But a coalition of groups is pushing for change again. This time, they're not calling it a Medicaid expansion, because that's a dirty word in the Florida legislature. Instead, the proposal is called A Healthy Florida Works, and it goes something like this. An outside vendor would be hired to run an exchange-like system. Florida would pull down $50 billion in federal money to fund insurance and pay for the program. Unlike traditional Medicaid, there are premiums, which would be based on income, and people would be required to work or look for work. Education could be substituted for that. The issue of cost-sharing and work rules are important because it could make the plan more appealing to Florida's Republican legislative leaders, who have pushed for such requirements in the state's current Medicaid program.
Well, we think shared responsibility is an important piece of this, and when people are engaged in their own health, it leads to more healthy behaviors, and that's important.
Jennifer Fennell is the spokeswoman for A Healthy Florida Works. This year's effort to cover people in the Medicaid coverage gap is also well-timed. The mandate that large employers, defined as those with 100 or more employees, provide insurance plans to their workers is going into effect. In 2016, the mandate kicks in for firms with more than 50 workers, and Fennell says companies are doing the math.
When that happens, you're going to have a lot of Florida businesses that are facing financial penalties of $2,000 to $3,000 per employee if they can't provide those employees health insurance, not just those employees, but their benefits, their dependents. So we really need to do something to help the business community now.
Hospitals and other providers are also feeling the pinch because they still have to pay to treat patients who are uninsured. The federal government has provided funding for hospitals that treat large numbers of uninsured patients, but that funding is steadily decreasing. And then there's politics. Governor Rick Scott has said he supports expanding Medicaid, but he's done little to actually push for it. And when asked about A Healthy Florida Works, Scott says,
I haven't seen it yet.
Meanwhile, the biggest obstacle to getting the plan through is the Florida House, which has been adamant in its opposition to mostly everything related to the Affordable Care Act. Its new leaders say they're willing to take a look at the proposal. But some healthcare advocates are worried about parts of the plan, like the idea the state's medically needy program could go away. Medically needy is a cost-share system for people who, aside from income, would otherwise be eligible for Medicaid. Under the Healthy Florida Works plan, medically needy would disappear, and its funding would be used to cover Florida's share of the cost for the Medicaid expansion population. That worries Leah Barber-Hines, who heads the healthcare advocacy group Florida Chain.
That is a really good example of when I was saying that we just don't have enough information. We definitely would have to learn more about exactly what that means for the medically needy program, because there would still be a need for that program in our state.
Others, like Damian Filer with the group Progress Florida, say getting something in place, even if it's not ideal, is far better than the status quo.
I think we just have to move this forward. I just don't see any way that we can let another year go by and just let these people continue to wait, and it's, for some of them, they won't even, they won't have that luxury.
If the plan does get through the legislature, it will still have to pass the smell test with the federal government. The same work requirements and premium payments that could give it a win in the Florida legislature could also prove problematic with the federal government, which has refused Florida's work requirements and premium payments for low-income people in the past. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.